Thank you. I'm supposed to talk 15 minutes, more or less,
exactly.
How much you want.
Not more, not less.
Whatever, because few words is kind
talking.
Of...
well, I was
okay, thank you. Fine. Well, I don't know, every time I come to Zagreb...
Wait.
Okay, yes, give me the thing. Every time I come in Zagreb, I kind of been very excited by marketing things. It happened 10 years ago, probably some of you remember, in this gallery, very close to here, and then we were there to advertise our magazine that was called Il Progetto. Probably, I'm sure, at least one person was there. So now I'm really very excited to tell you about this book and basically to share some ideas with you. These things will be in the net, and so tomorrow you will see this presentation directly on the web. To go on the web, you just Google my name over there. You jump into this page. This is what you're going to have, and here you are in the presentation. As a special announcement, since you are going to probably to buy some copy of an Italian books, which has beautiful images, but what else? Both Penizik and Rovina, myself, and the author, if you send us an email, you will receive the complete English text. All right? I made this specific decision in this fraction of a second, and I think will be great. So we'll have the book, but send us an email, we'll send you the English text. All right? Applause. Thank you. Now, about the book. There are many things to say in 15 minutes, but I will do my best. First of all, our contact with Penizik and Rogina was through, believe it or not, Playboy Croatia, in which our friends were able, we really don't know how, to put a review about this book series. So in some issues of Playboy Croatia, there is a review about this book series. I'm kidding to an extent, but not to the other, because we were starting corresponding and they were really very friends of this book series, IT Revolution in Architecture. During this process, we get knowing more and more, and particularly a crucial moment where when I was involved together with our Penizik and Rogina, of course, that are the leaders, with Nigel Whiteley and other architects in this Grisignana, very wonderful week of work that runs every year, and then this summer is going again. Please join. And now, the book series is kind of a big thing, actually, because it is in Chinese, believe it or not, here it is. It is, of course, in English. We've done 32 books in English. And it is, of course, in Italian. So if I go and start to talk about the book series, basically 15 minutes will be boom, just like that. So the book series is an effort, one of the efforts, to really show that there is a shift in paradigm today. We really believe that we are in information age. We really believe that architecture has to change dramatically because we are in a different epoch of humanity. That's why it's called revolution into architecture. It's not calling nuances in architecture or new fashion in architecture. It's called revolution because this is the idea behind. The point of view of architecture changes because of a complex series of factors. And this is what is the book series about. Now, in this book series, I made the first three monographies of architects. There are only three cases to a certain point in which there was one author working on one architect out of 30 books. The other books are essays or other type of books, but the three monographs were dedicated on Eisman, Adib, and Gehry, and in each case there was a very important author working on that. Then we've done Diller Escofidios, Tagis Denetos, and finally Penedic and Rovina. So you are in a good company. Appears. Okay. You are in a good company. Why I made this decision? This is interesting. And I think for a series of reasons. You have to understand that there is a structure in the book series in which authors and architects of today contemporary digital architecture write a kind of a hybrid essay, and the hybrid essay, it is basically written by the architect. For example, this is the Castos Ruiz book. Castos Ruiz is the author of a book, and the book is about hybrid bodies, that is his theory. His work is in there, but is written by Castos himself. And the same thing we can find, for example, in Makoto Sei Watanabe, same thing, you know. It's an essay with some of his work and things like that. Gianni Ranaulo is the same. But in this case, of the Penedic and Rovina, we have a very, very important author that is Nigel Whiteley, that is, as you very well know, is an extremely established scholar and professor and author since many, many years. So, that is one reason, but it's not the only reason. The other reason is that I felt that was really interesting to see an approach that in a way was really a Weltanschauung of this time. So it's the first time that really I was interested in understanding kind of the spirit of the time. And in understanding what is the spirit of the time, spirit of today, looking at the digital world, I couldn't not use Greg Lin, or I could not use Marcos Novak, for the simple reason that they don't have enough beef. They don't have enough space. They don't have enough architectural understanding of how it is to put together a building and what to do to face all the complexity. So I thought that Penedic and Rovina work was really good to really show kind of architect quite grown up, but not completely explored, but with substantial work that is looking at the same time at, let's say, the digital understanding of the world and a certain level of digital understanding of processes that are related to information technology. I thought that the combination of the two was the central point. Because of that, I urge you to read the final part of the book written by Nigel Whiteley, because he expressed very well this concept. And the key concept is really this: put it in front of the world of today, the world digit, the world digitalization, how we can use that world that is around us in every aspect and bring it back to architecture. And I think this is extremely well said and extremely well written. So, now the second part of my 15 minutes, other 15 minutes, no, I'm kidding, just 7 minutes and a half. Now, what's going on here is that I will talk very, very shortly about what is this digitalization of the world that we are interested in. First of all, digit of the world, computer, relating to this process of chopping, cutting into pieces, understanding through pixel. Pixel is not one data like that. It's not like a dot of color in on our white piece of paper. A digit is a piece of information. And today we're even moving to metapixel, as our friend Javier Berardo yesterday explained to us. Anyway, pixel always existed in thinking of art and on architecture. Look at this Durer stuff, you know. They are digitizing this shape in order to bring it back to perspective. And the other thing is that I'm fascinated also by all sorts of tools. And in this particular moment, I am in my Caravaggio paranoia, dealing with screens and dealing with mirrors and everything. But anyway, today we are in a digital world because we are around screens. And from the dull screens of first generation, like this black hole that we're not really able to say anything to us except that blinking bar, we moved, thanks to Steve Jobs, to this graphic world in 1984, and today we are in an extremely visual screen. Okay, so this digital world is really around us. And we learn from screen, we look at this digitalization as much as we learn from books, as much as we learn from correspondence, how much we learn from other architecture. So the screen kind of jump into our life. This is a book that thought already to a certain extent to this issue, was called New Flatness. What means today to be deep and to be in the surface? What skins becomes today? How can we deal with that new type of profundity that is related to the digit, when we understand that the digit is a piece of information. Architectural-wise, well, this kind of vision of the world, this vision of the world through screens, through digitized process, already touched architecture very much. I mean, this is just one very well-known example. It's Will Arendt's library in Utrecht, and this is the absolute masterpiece of that understanding, is Jean Nouvel. Skyscraper in Barcelona is really an interpretation of what the digit is today in understanding how we put together architecture. So it's a Weltanschauung also. So we are arrived to our friends. Naturally, today I went around and see things, and in their first work, Bagni Sava, we noticed already something like that, through the connection of the artist Boris Buchan. It is interesting, because one aspect of this digitalization, as we know, is that all arts come together. Everything comes back to digit. Music, art, 3D information, text, whatever becomes a digit. So it's absolutely normal that the different arts will talk much more today than in the past. Are you ready? I'm almost finished, don't worry. Okay, so here is this first example. Then you just go through the book and you just look at things from this eye. You will discover several experiments of our friend Ezekiel Rogina on that. This is the glass. This is the, yes, La Casa di Vetro, the glass house. This is another project of Xinxue Hu, another prize that they got in 96. This is another work. So you see, you feel that sensibility in understanding the world with this kind of dividing into parts, recombine them, and really working in some type of hard edge. I think this intuition of Kenzo Kuma is very intelligent, you know. Architects are always the best critics. Don't believe in critics. Architects are the best, because, or painters are the best, because they can really attack the center and understand with an image what is really important. So, Kuma is much better than me as a critic. Anyway, not of Nigel.
But don't believe
me. Okay, here is another example of this understanding. And then finally, we arrive here, which is the last building in Zagreb, and to a certain extent, one important piece of their production today, internationally already published, at least by me. Okay. So here is very nice. This picture, I think it is extremely interesting, because in a neighborhood that is in some way normal, in a certain moment, this object appears, but immediately attracts us, you know. Generally, modern architecture is, oh my God, what's that thing? And instead here, we immediately want to go there. We immediately want to participate to this digital event, to this digitalization of the world. What does it really mean to make architecture starting thinking at this kind of process? Making real architecture, not making blocks or making, you know, only theoretical things. Make real architecture with real clients, by the way, which are important facts of the process. So, here we are. This is the building, some of you will know. And this is, I use this painting of an unknown little artist, but please email me the credits. I want to have the right credits with, please send the credits of this young artist there. And because he really understood in his interpretation of the school what is the essence of it, I think. Really the essence. And the essence is not the architecture per se, it's the relationship between the architecture and the sky. That's the key of this process. Then there are nice pieces that we as architects really love to. You appreciate my background color, right? I couldn't really make it exactly the same, but. And then, okay, here another picture. This is our friend. And what is, I think it is good, is that they have conquered the world. That process of digitalization is going around, you know? Look, I mean, they just painted this and this and this, so the whole neighborhood is becoming digitalized. It's not fantastic. Thank you.